from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. No man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. On October the 19th, 2010, a test was conducted at the Institute for Business and Home Safety in Richburg, South Carolina. Researchers constructed two 1,300-square-foot houses inside a $40 million laboratory and then observed how a simulated hurricane would impact the homes. The first home was built according to conventional standards. The second home included reinforcement straps that connected every level of the building from the foundation all the way to the roof. And then the researchers turned on giant fans, creating wind gusts up to 110 miles per hour, equal to a Category 3 hurricane. In the first two experiments, which lasted under 10 minutes, both homes survived the intense winds. In the third experiment, however, with the fans turning for more than 10 minutes, the conventional home began to shake and then collapsed. In contrast, the home with the floors and the roof reinforced to the foundation sustained only cosmetic damage. You know, foundation might be the most important word in the builder's vocabulary. Every structure, whether a house, a high-rise, a nation, a city, a marriage, a school, a community, or a human life, stands or falls based on the size and quality of what's under it, its foundation. The Christian life, and indeed the Christian church, are no different. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11 wrote, "No man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Make no mistake, God intends that everything in His world be built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. And moreover, in the end, on Judgment Day, only that which is built wisely, biblically, and faithfully upon Jesus will stand. In Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23, Jesus warned that many people who believe themselves to be going to heaven will be sadly disappointed on Judgment Day. They will even attempt to justify themselves with a religious history. However, horror will overcome them when they hear Jesus say, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." In light of this certain reality, Jesus then tells a parable to emphasize the importance of making certain of our place with Him now and in eternity. Jesus in Matthew 7 says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." The Apostle Paul lamented the sad history of his countrymen, the Israelites, whom God delivered out of Egypt. On the way to the promised land, they mumbled and grumbled against their harsh conditions during the desert trek and refused to have faith in God to provide for their needs and deliver them safely to the promised land. Therefore, when their rebellion was more than God could stand, God decided that all of them, except Joshua and Caleb and everyone 20 years old and under, would wander in the desert until they died. And yet, in this terrible history of Jewish defiance and apostasy, we learn something about Christ's pre-incarnate presence and activity among the Old Testament people. In 1 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5, Paul wrote, "They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness." Jesus was the rock that delivered them from Egypt, that rolled back the waters of the Red Sea so that they could escape from Pharaoh's army by walking through on dry ground. Jesus is the rock that sustained them in the desert with food and water, the rock that judged most of them for their refusal to repent of sin and turn to Him in faith, the rock that sentenced them to death in the wilderness, and ultimately Jesus was the rock that delivered Joshua and Caleb and the younger Israelites to the promised land. Jesus was their rock, the foundation upon which they were to build their lives by faith. And yet, most of them rejected him. For us, Paul leaves this message concerning Jesus, our rock, in Romans 9, verse 33. The one who believes in him will never be put to shame. Friends, build your lives upon Jesus Christ through faith and trust and obedience to him. He is the firm foundation. He will not fail us. He will keep us through the trials and storms of life. He will guide us with wisdom to make the most of our earthly existence. He'll save us from hell and God's wrath against our sin. He will deliver us into his presence in heaven for all eternity. To his apostles, Jesus made this promise, which is also ours to count on, in John 14, verse 3. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. The beloved and treasured hymn we sing in worship, Firm Foundation, says it all. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I put my hope in your holy word. I have a living hope. I have a future. God has a plan for me. Of this, I'm sure. And so write it down in big, bold letters and believe it. Jesus is the only firm foundation for life. And go now and make him yours by faith. I'm Jack Maynard, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, and Executive Director of 1P26 Ministries, Inc. You can find me at cornerstonedelta.com and at 1P26.org. Blessings to all.